Dodgers Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda dies at age 93. By AP on January 8, 2021. The Los Angeles Dodgers and Major League Baseball announced on Twitter Friday morning that Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda has died at age 93. The team said Lasorda suffered cardiopulmonary arrest at his home Thursday night and died almost an hour later. Lasorda attended the team's Game 6 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays on October 27 in Texas that clinched the Dodgers' first World Series title since 1988. Lasorda had a record of 1,599-1,439 while managing the Dodgers from 1976-96, guiding them to World Series championships in 1981 and 88. The franchise won 4 National League pennants and 8 division titles under Lasorda. He had a heart attack in June 1996 and retired from managing the Dodgers the following month. Lasorda attended the Dodgers' Game 6 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays on October 27 in Texas that clinched the team's first World Series title since 1988. He had served in the role of special advisor to team owner and chairman Mark Walter for the last 14 years and maintained a frequent presence at games sitting in Walter's box. Lasorda worked as a player, scout, manager, and front office executive with the Dodgers dating to their roots in Brooklyn. He compiled a 1,599-1,439 record, won World Series titles in 1981 and 88, 4 National League pennants, and 8 division titles while serving as Dodgers manager from 1977-96. He was elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame in 1997 as a manager. He guided the U.S. to a baseball gold medal at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Lasorda was the franchise's longest tenured active employee since Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully retired in 2016 after 67 years. He drew standing ovations when introduced at games in recent years. He often proclaimed, "I bleed Dodger blue," and he kept a bronze plaque on his desk reading, "Dodger Stadium was his address, but every ballpark was his home." As a pitcher, Lasorda had a modest career at the major league level, going 0-4 with a 6.48 ERA and 13 strikeouts from 1954-56. Born Thomas Charles Lasorda on September 22, 1927, in Norristown, Pennsylvania, his pro career began when he signed with the Philadelphia Phillies as an undrafted free agent in 1945. He missed the 1946 and 47 seasons while serving in the Army. Lasorda returned in 1948 and once struck out 25 players in a 15-inning game. In his next 2 starts, he struck out 15 and 13, gaining the attention of the Dodgers, who drafted him from the Phillies. He played in Panama and Cuba before making his major league debut on August 5, 1954, for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Although he didn't play in the 1955 World Series, he won a ring as a member of the team. Lasorda pitched for the Dodgers for 2 seasons before the Kansas City Athletics bought his contract. He was traded to the Yankees in 1956 and sent down to the AAA Denver Bears before being sold back to the Dodgers in 1957. During his time with the Bears, Lasorda was influenced by manager Ralph Houk, who became his role model. "Ralph taught me that if you treat players like human beings, they will play like Superman," Lasorda said in his 2009 biography I Live for This, Baseball's Last True Believer. "He taught me how a pat on a shoulder can be just as important as a kick in the butt." Lasorda stayed on with the Dodgers as a scout after they released him in 1960. That was the beginning of a steady climb through the Dodgers system that culminated in his 1973 promotion to the big league staff under longtime Hall of Fame manager Walter Alston. Lasorda spent 4 seasons as third base coach while considered to be the heir apparent to Alston, who retired in September 1976. Lasorda took over and his gregarious personality was in stark contrast to his restrained predecessor. Lasorda was known for his enthusiasm and outspoken opinions about players. He would jump around and pump his arms in the air after Dodgers victories and embrace players in the dugout after home runs or other good plays. In L.A., Lasorda found many of the players he had managed in the minors, including Steve Garvey, Ron Say, Davey Lopes, Bill Russell, Bobby Valentine, and Bill Buckner. As beloved as Lasorda was publicly, behind the scenes he was known for cussing a blue streak with reporters, rendering many of his quotes unusable. Some of his most memorable rants live on via the internet, notably one from July 1982 involving Kurt Bevacqua of the San Diego Padres, who called Lasorda that fat little Italian after Dodgers pitcher Tom Niedenfuhr was fined $500 for beaning Joel Lefebvre, Bevacqua's teammate. Lasorda denied ordering Niedenfuhr to hit Lefebvre while unleashing a series of F-bombs. "If I ever did," Lasorda said, his voice rising, "I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a .130 hitter like Lefebvre." Expletive, Bevacqua, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. In 1978, Dave Kingman of the Cubs hit three homers and drove in 8 runs in a 10-7 extra inning victory over the Dodgers, and a reporter asked Lasorda what he thought of Kingman's performance. "I think it was expletive. Put that in," Lasorda said. "He beat us with 3 home runs. How could you ask me a question like that?" Lasorda was known for his friendship with Frank Sinatra and other Hollywood stars. Sinatra sang the national anthem on the opening day of the 1977 season to mark Lasorda's debut as manager. The faux-wood paneled walls of Lasorda's office were crowded with black-and-white autographed photos of his celebrity friends. The framed glass stained by red sauce from the pasta served in large foil trays after games. Lasorda's appetite for winning and eating was equally voracious. His weight ballooned throughout his years as manager. And he explained, "When we won games, I'd eat to celebrate. And when we lost games, I'd eat to forget." He parlayed his struggles into a role as pitchman for a popular weight loss product. Lasorda managed 9 National League Rookie of the Year winners, including Fernando Valenzuela, Steve Sachs, Steve Howe, Mike Piazza, Eric Karros, and Hideo Nomo. He managed in 4 All-Star games. He was serving as third base coach in the 2001 All-Star game when he tumbled backward while trying to avoid the shattered barrel of Vladimir Guerrero's bat in a comical scene. In 1998, Lasorda became interim general manager after Fred Clair was fired in the middle of the season. He resigned from that job after the season and was appointed senior vice president. After the team was sold in 2004 to Frank McCourt, Lasorda became special advisor to the chairman and maintained a busy schedule of travel and public appearances on behalf of the club until his death. Lasorda had a heart attack during a 2012 trip to New York to represent the Dodgers at the Major League Draft. He had a pacemaker implanted and it was replaced 5 years later. He is survived by Joe, his wife of 70 years. The couple lived in the same modest home in Fullerton for 68 years. They have a daughter Laura and a granddaughter Emily. The couple's son, Tom Jr., died in 1991 of AIDS-related complications.